everybody. Okay, welcome. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Welcome back once again. I say once again. This is the second episode. Welcome back to Squadzilla, episode two.
It's literally once again. This is only the first time they've come back. So it's a literal once again.
All right. Yeah. So we're good then. We're good.
I got you covered.
Word. So today, we're talking about Godzilla Raids again. I guess before we get into it, I should introduce the other folks on this podcast. There's Tommy Oliver.
Yo, what's up? Godzilla's based.
This is Jax Blade.
Yeah, Godzilla's super based, bro.
And I'm Saber Spark. And Godzilla is probably the most based when it comes to any fictional character. It includes God.
He's God and then some. That's why he's Godzilla.
Put on my atheist glasses. We have to do a special episode when we talk about Godzilla fighting like Mount Olympus. Have you read the comic for that?
I don't think I have.
I think I've seen clips of it, but never like the full thing.
Read the comic. It's up online. It's wonderful. You've got like the different gods fighting Godzilla, where you got like Hermes and Hades and Poseidon. And they all just get stomped because Godzilla don't stop. I love it because awesome. The ultimate thing was
Titans.
that's what they thought. They thought it was a Titan. They even summon a what's that one giant like squid monster or octopus monster that's controlled? It's in Clash of the Titans.
Oh, the Kraken.
They summon the Kraken on Godzilla, and he's like, "Okay, lol," and just kills it. It's wonderful.
Like, it's just Tuesday for me. I don't know what the fuck you thought you were going to do.
Yeah, exactly. What is this? This is pathetic.
Eruption that historically killed people and, like, you know, petrified them or whatever. That was Godzilla, where he destroyed Mount Olympus. And that's Vesuvius. It's great. On that note, let's talk about Godzilla Raids again. So this is the second movie, the film to follow up the original, Godzilla 54. And my first time ever seeing it, and I saw it with you guys. We watched it together, and I don't know. I was expecting more.
Yeah, honestly, on the rewatch, that wasn't as great as I remember. It was one of those movies where it's just like, oh, this is Anguirus' first appearance. It's going to be hype. And yeah, I'm super excited to see him for the first time, but then it's just like, all right, okay, yeah. I mean, okay, it wasn't... It was just very much like, okay, following the what would you call it, like it was one of those things where because like some of the first Godzilla movies I saw, like, it wasn't one of the first ones I saw. Like, I saw the original, and then this one I saw, I want to say, like, when I was a real kid, but I only saw it like once, like, as a kid, but it was never anything that made me just like go out of my way to like I never watched it again. Like, it wasn't like Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah, or like, you know, like War of the Monsters or anything like that. Like, it's just like, it was nothing that was like, I have to keep playing this over and over again. I was just like, okay.
It seemed pretty quick how they introduced Anguirus, because like, you got those Japanese pilots, they're on the island, the camera pans up, and it just shows Godzilla and Anguirus fighting, and it's like, what? Okay, I guess Anguirus is here.
Yeah, it was just like, where did Anguirus come from? Well, they explained where it came from, but it was just like, that's it? Okay, I mean, all right, whatever.
It was not exactly a stellar follow-up. It felt a lot like Godzilla, like, it felt like 54 minus a lot of the subtlety and just kind of, like, nuance to the story and stuff. Because, like, one of the big complaints we had watching it, the characters are really fucking boring.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of choices they made in this movie that were very strange. Like, one of the things we noticed immediately was that in the monster fights, they sped the footage up as opposed to slowing it down like they normally do in these movies. Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously they're still trying to find their footing with, like, how they're going to film this kind of stuff. But it just made it look like a YouTube poop instead of, like, a serious monster fight, which it was just very ridiculous. I remember one other thing that I'm trying to, like, struggle to recall all the little things that we were mentioning when we watched it, because it was, like, a couple weeks ago. But the ending, to go all the way to the fucking ending.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
went on forever. It was just like the plane circling around and shooting the wall for like 20 minutes. It was like, come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah. I was like, it was 15 minutes in, and I asked you guys, I'm like, how long does this go for? Like,
I was like getting fed up. Like, there was a point where I was just like, wow, this is dragging. Like, you know when you like show your friend something and then it's just like, all you're like, oh dude, this movie's gonna be so awesome, but you haven't seen it in years, so you forgot, and it's just like, well, I feel like a piece of shit now. It's just like, yeah, it was
well, like, because the highlight to me going into this was, I'm like, okay, cool, a monster fight. I want to see Anguirus fight Godzilla in the cities and break stuff. Like, this is where it all begins, right?
Right.
And the camera being sped up was weird. That was jarring. And then the fight itself seemed pretty quick. Like, I think it was like the middle of the movie where they fought. Because if I recall, they were trying to lure Godzilla away with flares from the mainland. Yeah. And then that's right, a bunch of like criminals were trying to drive away. And the police are like, get back here. And then they like drove into a building and caught on fire or something. And then Godzilla's like, what's that? Oh, it's the city.
They drove it to like what was like an oil refinery or something, and it just fucking exploded. It was this huge fucking fire. And Godzilla's like, wait a minute, that looks pretty lit. And then,
The little models that were off site that they're like, okay, we have to bring the army in. And I love those low angles of like the tanks rolling up, like, ooh, they're tanks. They're not models. They're tanks, all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's always appreciated for the old school stuff, because it's got a campy charm to it where it's like, of course it's models, but that's what makes it work. It's what makes it like charming.
Mm-hmm.
In a corny way.
Exactly. It's a shame all the effort didn't go to a more interesting production, you know, just because like the characters in 54 were like good but not like the best. This movie, they all kind of felt like stereotypes. There's like, you know, like the goofy guy, there was like the damsel in distress, there was like the lead actor guy, and it was just like, okay, everyone's just kind of going through the motions. This is all just kind of a simple plot just to facilitate the monster fight that wasn't even that good.
It
was weird, because like, you would think in a movie that was basically Godzilla versus Anguirus, that the climax of the movie would be Godzilla versus Anguirus, but he gets like taken care of halfway through the film, and then it's like, well, now we have Godzilla again. Let's just do the last movie again, but not as good, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know,
exactly.
Oh, yeah. And there's the entire discussion of like, who is this Godzilla? Like, I thought we got rid of him in 54.
And yeah, but it's like, I guess there's another one.
I guess there's another one. Oh god,
I love it. I love how they just, it seems like they're flying by the seat of their pants, or they shrug and they're like, that's another Godzilla, whatever.
I mean, it's pretty clear, like, you watch 54 and like, it was not made with the modern mentality of like, this is gonna be a franchise. It's like they were trying to make a movie that said something, and that was probably in their minds, that was all it was going to be. So now we take Godzilla as a franchise for granted, but like, you look at this movie, it's like, I guess we're gonna do another one. We're gonna make a sequel to a movie that really has no right to have a sequel. It's very clearly self-contained and done. And so I think if this was like just a stereotypical, like, not like a run-of-the-mill monster movie, right? Like not an iconic character like Godzilla, we wouldn't like be nitpicking the fact that like this origin makes no sense or anything like that. Just like, you know, there's like Tremors or something, like, oh, there's more graboids. It's like, whatever. But this, it's like, Godzilla is an icon, so to just be like, I guess there's another Godzilla, and that's the end of it, it's like, that's ridiculous, you know.
Well, here's an interesting note, is that for the production, it seemed like they were like, okay, we got ourselves a hit on our hand, let's just do a sequel, let's run with the momentum. And I think the original director wasn't available because they're doing another movie. And the producers are like, just go, like, get somebody else. Let's just keep this going. We got something going here. And that's it. Maybe they rushed out the second one. They weren't thinking it through with like, let the monster fight be at the end. Let that be the climax. Why the midpoint? Like, Godzilla fighting King Ghidorah in the middle of King of Monsters, and then he fights the army at the end or something.
Well, this has to be like one of the first movies to do like a kaiju battle, right? Like, there was,
I think so.
This is so early, because like, the guy who does the special effects for this went on to form the company that does Ultraman, and so
awesome,
because he did the first couple movies, and I'm forgetting his name right now, and I would would not be able to pronounce it even if I could. But like, this is like where the whole kind of special effect genre, the tokusatsu stuff, really kind of got off the ground. So I would assume that like the structure that we're assuming these movies will take was kind of still in the process of being formed at the time.
It says here that some of the effects footage was shot at a slower speed, 18 frames per second. Three cameras were set to capture the effects footage. Two cameras were set at high speed, while the third was indirectly left at a slow speed. So they're kind of all over the place with what they're trying to do with that.
It's an interesting way of like a low-tech approach to doing these sort of things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because didn't you all say that like moving forward, the sped up footage was abandoned and they go for the slow footage instead?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There was a lot of that.
I feel like there are a couple scenes of like Rodan and Ghidorah, mostly Rodan, that were kind of sped up, but for the most part, most of the monster stuff is all shot at a slower speed for everything else.
It said here that I'm reading the Wikipedia entrance here. The Godzilla suit was constructed with a cloth base where latex was applied over it. A motor was built into the head to move the eyes and mouth, with the batteries built at the base of the tail. Due to this, Nakajima felt discomfort every time he jumped in the suit. And that says for Angriest, Tezuka had to crawl on his knees with the bottom of his feet exposed. Good lord, I love it.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Word. I mean, didn't you all say the movie after this as Godzilla versus King Kong?
Yeah, surprisingly, yeah, it was the third one.
Man, what a weird progression. Like, an odd sequel that felt lackluster, but at least introduced something important, which was the monster fight. And then right to King Kong. I thought that would have been later on after Godzilla was more established with his, like, buddies, but no.
Right. Like, that wasn't even, like, Rodan didn't show up yet from the movie, so it was just like,
I feel like I have so little to say about this film. Like, it was just, you know, eh.
Yeah, because honestly it was. It's like one of those movies, because like the original Godzilla movie, like it had so much to say about like, you know, like real world stuff, and it was like a great like euphemism for a lot of things. And then like it was actually, you know, like when you rewatch it today, you like go back and you go, oh, well, I can appreciate this. It may look like a goofy movie to uncultured people, but it's just like, no, I can actually appreciate this a lot. That took a lot to do. The way they filmed it, the way they like did the camera angles, the way they did certain things to make Godzilla the way he did is absolutely like beautiful. This one was just sort of like, it very much felt like let's just make a franchise out of this, like you said earlier. And it's just like, yeah, we'll put another monster in there for the fight. Oh yeah, there's another Godzilla, how, whatever, who cares? And then like, you know, later on we figure out like more about like why the other Godzillas like happen and stuff like that. But it's just, it just really was very lackluster and like didn't leave much design. It's like one of those movies where you go into like if you're watching like a show like Rugrats or something like that, and then like you see Reptar versus whatever, something like that, this is what it felt. It felt like a movie they'd be watching in their show, like with no like coherence or something like that, in my opinion. Just was
good. What do y'all think about Angriest's design?
I love Angriest's design, like, because I think it's because I have a bit of a personal bias for it, because I used to read those books where like him and Godzilla were like best friends as kid, like when they were like hang out, and then like Gigan and Megalon were like bullies on the island and stuff like that. So it was just
a movie,
like,
or a book?
No, they're books. They're like little drawn. They were like, Tom, do you remember those? They were like in the 90s, these little books of like Godzilla art, and they're like,
they were living amongst. I never had them back in the day.
Oh dude, it was great. Like, you,
I know what you're talking about.
No, it was awesome, because like freaking Godzilla was like the big one on the island that no one messed with, and then Megalon and Gigan were the little shits that were just like, oh yeah, we're gonna fuck up. Like, they were like Bebop and Rocksteady, basically, like, yeah, we're gonna go. Or Bulk and Skull's better from Power Rangers. They were like assholes for no reason. And then like Rodan was just like doing his thing, flying around, and then Anguirus is just like, oh, I'm just doing my thing. And so like that, reading those books, it was like, oh, that those were fun to read. But when in the movie, it was just like, oh no, it's all right, it's okay.
Yeah. I think my biggest complaint with the movie, or just like the reason that it's kind of lackluster in our book, is that it's clearly like it's a transition. Like it's like a transitional form in terms of like the franchise itself. The original movie was clearly, you know, a piece with a message and something to say, and the most of the series that comes after this movie clearly tries to kind of embrace the campy fun nature of what you could do with his character, and like, you know, the monster fights, and like really playing up to that aspect. And this is like kind of the transition going from the serious tone to kind of just more the fun irreverence of the rest of the franchise. And this is kind of stuck in the middle, trying to figure out which way to go.
Well said. Right. Well said. It's true.
Very well said.
It's like, here's a little bit of what we got in the future to come, but we still don't know what we're doing quite yet. Well, I'm curious to see how things pick up in Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yeah, like, which one are we watching? Because isn't there, like, two different versions of it? Because, like, there's one version where, I don't want to spoil it for, like, Saber or anything like that, so it's just like, yeah, there's two different versions from...
Well, I know that there's one where, if I'm wrong, where King Kong wins for the American one and Godzilla wins for the Japanese one.
Yeah, that's what I'm pretty much talking about. So, yeah, like...
Interesting that they did that.
Yeah, like, I think it was just like Godzilla's just like, yeah, no, that, like, freaking Japan was just like, yeah, no, that ain't happening. No, that ain't happening.
For what it's worth,
there's no way.
Like, I'm feeling worried for this King Kong Godzilla, like, 2020 film, because they pushed it back from 2019 or early 2020 to later 2020. Mm-hmm. And now that this virus is going on, everything else is being pushed back to later this year. So now I'm wondering if King Kong vs. Godzilla, they're screwed. We're like, we have to release now. Like, we can't push it back any further. And now we got a bunch more competition that was backed up, too.
So, well, it's like freaking the New Mutants movie. Like, that movie has been pushed back so many times. Like, just so many times. It's like, it's become like a meme at this point. It's just like, you won't let me live. You won't let me die. Like, what do you want? Am I going to be, like, in theaters or not? And so it's just, it's one of those situations where it's just, okay, it'll come out when it comes out. It's gonna have like a lot of competition now because of this virus thing, but it's just, you know, what else can we do? It's just like, yeah, that's just how the world is. The world's like reassessing itself, so it's just a
shit. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. Yeah. I don't have anything else to say. I feel like this is gonna be a short episode to begin with, but for life of me, I don't know what else to add to this because the human characters were boring. Very generic and forgettable, and like Tom, I think you said that they kind of fall into that tropey area, like the woman just screaming and falling over.
Oh yeah, this woman doesn't know anything. She's a woman.
Exactly.
It's like, I love this guy, but he's such a doofus, and he doesn't, you know, what do I do with these feelings? I'm a woman, and it's just like, all right, we get it. We're going through the motions here.
Exactly. Exactly. It was a lot of the sexism with these old school movies. I recently...
Wasn't that one of the things we kept laughing at? Like, the women in this movie particularly just kept getting fucking tooled on by all the guys.
Right? The guys just laugh at them like, oh, woman. What can you do?
Women, am I right?
It's well,
I resonated with that part of the movie a lot.
There was I watched King Kong 33, like, a few months ago. And the sexism in that movie is just off the charts. Because, like, you got the first mate, who's, like, the love interest for the woman. And I mean, they're all corny actors, but this is back in the day, so it's forgivable. And it's funny because, like, he's like, oh, it's a bad omen to have woman on the ship. And later on in the journey, as they're sailing across the ocean to Skull Island, like, he starts to hit on her, and she's like, but I thought you hate women. He's like, I do, but I like you. And it's like, Jesus, like, it's unapologetically sexist, where he's like, goddamn woman, but I'll screw this one. And it's like, good Lord, man. Like,
I hate women so much, but your tits are so good, I'm willing to overlook it.
I find it hilarious in these old school movies how they're like, okay, like, if someone's like, what's worth more, one life or 50 lives? I go, 50 lives. That's a hard choice, but that's the truth. Versus this movie where it's like, we're on the boat, let's get out of here. No, but the woman's on the island. Send 50 men to their grave to save this woman right now. Like, I think it's so funny how these men just bite it by the dozen to save a woman. And it's just, I don't know, like, it's
a woman that they don't even want on their ship because they're all sexist.
Exactly. It's like, it doesn't make sense. It's like, you're trying to be, you know, there's like chivalry, but there's also a lot of sexism. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, make up your mind. What do y'all want to be? Pick a lane. But yeah, I guess, will there be a point in these movies where we actually get some decent human characters? Because 54, that is an exception because it has to do with, like, you know, the bombings of Japan and what they're going through. But, like, this point onward, do we actually meet any human characters who are like, okay, like, you're decent or somewhat good?
I feel like, and Jax, you might disagree with me.
Okay.
I feel like with the Showa movies, it's not the interest in the Showa movies, aside from just like Godzilla and the monster fights, isn't mm-hmm. so much like the characterization, but just like the weird zany shit that like kind of ties the plots of these movies together.
Yeah.
Like, the aliens and just like the weird
the alien,
like,
monkeys, the alien,
yeah, like the monkey people and the saucer guys and
the Mothra women,
the random white dude in some of the movies that just shows up and you're just like, why are you here?
Running super fast.
it's like
all right.
The plot's never anything to like write home about in terms of like looking at it from the perspective of like a, I don't want to say for back of the letter term of like a normal movie, but they're charming and they're really fun, and I look back on those stories really fondly, and I think you will enjoy them for what they are, which is just like really creative and just kind of out of the box thinking. It's like that's kind of the charm of tokusatsu in general, is the fact that like the stories are good, but they're very inventive and they do lots of weird shit. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Entertaining.
That's the thing. Like, if honestly, like, if you were trying to go like, oh, well, Godzilla is like Citizen Kane or something, like, it's just like, hold on a second, motherfucker. Right? It's it's a fun movie. Like, and it's like
you have 54, which is like a serious, somber movie. You have this movie, which is just like kind of stock and generic. But then, like, once they lean into the cheese, you're gonna get to the point where like aliens descend from the sky, declare peace on Earth, try and solve like all of human illness, and then like go into take their ships and like levitate Godzilla and Rodan out of like the ocean and their homes and take them off to a different planet, and it's like some really fucking crazy shit starts happening, and it's just really hilarious.
Hit the gas. I'm looking forward to the insanity of it all. That's like the best part of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's like the best part. Like, honestly, like, there are just some movies where it's just like, this is like hilarious to rewatch as an adult, and like you can still appreciate it too. Like, you know, I can't wait for the like one where like certain ones like have people talking or certain things talking in certain ways. It's just hilarious. So, yeah, it's gonna be, I can't wait to watch those ones again. So yeah.
Well, on that note, any final thoughts about Raids again, or are we closing this chapter?
Again, and if you're like trying to be a true Godzilla fan, I feel like you should watch every movie, but if you're just someone who's like interested in Godzilla, but you're not like, you know, super like, oh, I'm Godzilla curious or something, like, you know, something like that, and I would just say like, it's not the biggest like miss in the world. Yeah, yeah. It's just like,
this isn't a Godzilla movie I'd point to a new fan and be like, this is the one you got to watch to get you addicted.
Exactly. So, yeah. We'll go through all the ones, like, that's going to be the cool thing about this pod, is, like, we're going to go through all the ones where, like, yes, we highly recommend this one. So, like, for example, the first episode, we're like, yeah, definitely watch Godzilla, the original. Like, no matter who you are, watch that original movie. It's just beautiful. So, but this one is just like, good to better.
So, the next is Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yep.
Indeed. Oh, Lord. Oh, quite the matchup. Good timing of us to do it this year.
Yeah.
I have no idea how Godzilla or how King Kong is going to fight post King of Monsters Godzilla. Like, no clue. How are they going to make that a fair fight?
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, it's honestly the whole thing. Like, I've said this, like, me and Tom had talks about this. It's just like, they should have done like a freaking Gamera movie with Godzilla. Like, they still haven't done that. And it's just like, that would be like some of the hypest that ever be, just to have like Gamera. Like, if they made Gamera more mainstream, like King Kong, like honestly, they could, if they really wanted to, I feel like they could have like pulled the Iron Man with like Gamera, because like the thing with like Iron Man is like, if you like back in 2008, barely anyone knew who Iron Man was. Like, there are the nerds like us who like watched the cartoons and read the comic books and nice, are like, oh, Iron Man's getting a movie, rad. But like, if you talk to like a normie person, they'd just be like, who's Iron Man, what is this? And then nowadays it's just like, oh, everyone knows Iron Man, he's mainstream. So like, it's like with Godzilla and King Kong, like everyone knows Godzilla and King Kong. Like, if they did something like that with Gamera, they could have, you know, taken it and then had like an awesome movie. But sadly, no. That's, yeah,
whatever. I'm already ready for the moment in the remake, or the King Kong versus Godzilla, you know, 2020. Like, I want to run this by you all. Like, okay, they're gonna fight a couple of, you know, skirmishes. Who is going to be the common foe? Who's gonna be the one to make them go work together? It's gonna be Batman versus Superman in that regard. But who's it going to be? An existing monster, or are they make a new one?
I honestly think from the way King of Monsters ended, they might be fighting like another Ghidorah. That's the way, because like when they had that the head at the end of King of Monsters, I was just like, oh, are they like referencing, like, are they going to bring in like Mecha Ghidorah now or something like that, or is they just gonna, you know, just find a way to bring it back Ghidorah or something like that? Like, I hope not. I hope they bring in like another like monster that's like OP. Like, I think it's, yeah, Tom, you think it's a bit too early for Death Destroyer, right? Because like I'm thinking of like the big Godzilla monsters that are just like, okay, yeah, that one would be like hell for him to fight. So it's just like,
That would be fucking sick, but I don't think Destroyer has like the like you said, the mainstream recognition.
Exactly.
Like, we would geek out.
Yeah, we would be like losing our shit. It's Death Destroyer. It's just like, what the hell?
And
like,
normal people would be like, who the fuck is this?
Who is you this? Know? Where's Rodan?
Well, I guess this could be a bit of a mystery. It'd be kind of cool seeing like King Kong swinging on Ghidorah's neck, like a jungle gym.
Oh yeah, exactly. Like you're like wrapping them around each other. So that'd be awesome. That'd be dope.
It's gonna be that really cool scene. I'm calling it. And I don't give a shit if it's like cheesy and predictable or whatever, and how hammy it is. But there'll be a scene where the common foe is roaring at Godzilla and King Kong. And then you're going to have King Kong pounding his chest, and right behind him, Godzilla just roaring.
And then that'd be hype, is like when they freaking like do that. And then like you just see like King Kong like charge and Godzilla charge, and they just bull rush the guy into like the freaking ocean or something. They're just like, ugh. They both like tag team his ass, like freaking when Goku and Vegeta are fighting a character. Like, that'd be so hype.
They could have been like afterwards, post credits, it had some scientists saying, like, we can't depend on Godzilla and King Kong. They're too unpredictable. We'll have to put this into our own hands. The camera pans over it, and it's like a blueprint of a Jaeger. Like,
yeah, oh my boom. God. See, you know what pisses me off is, like, if that second Pacific Rim wasn't so shit, they could have made, like, a freaking connection, because they're both Universal Pictures. They're literally both, they're both the same studio.
They screwed up so hard.
They did. They could have made it, like, so awesome. They could have been, like, yeah, the kaiju that have been coming through. There's, like, the mega ones and stuff like that. And then they, you know, reference, like, oh, Godzilla and stuff like that. Just make it a simple reference. Like, DuckTales is a master of showing, like, references to other media and just being like, oh, well, you know that's coming, or in the future, something like that. So they could have done something like that to connect the universes together and have them be like, oh, okay, we're going to have that. And then, you know, that would have been dope. But nope, they had to do that stupid bullshit second movie.
Yeah, I recently watched the fight scene, because it's on YouTube, and it's like, oh, it's a bunch of kids, and I don't care, and the action's way too quick, because it's like they wanted to do Transformers, and that really bums me out. Like, what a shame. What a cool property that, you know, Guillermo came up with, and they screwed it. They screwed it hard, and it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, on that note, y'all want to close shop, and we can return here after we watch King Kong versus Godzilla?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Anything y'all want to say before we shut things down?
Subscribe to all our channels, you know? Saber.
Like, comment, subscribe. Like, comment, subscribe.
Watch Tommy's Animorph video. Like, seriously, go watch it. Like, just put it on the background. It's freaking like amazing. If you like the zaniness
of Showa Godzillas and you want more crazy sci-fi shit, Animorphs will hook you up. So, yeah, check that out. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's outrageously good.
It's freaking like, amazing. 4 hours like, long. I was not bored at all.
Tom, you have an uncanny ability to hold people in your grasp when you talk with passion about topics. Like, you ooze like entertainment when it comes to like, okay, I'm gonna geek hard on this.
Yeah,
I do my best.
It was awesome. It was amazing.
All right, we'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye, Nee.